Christians fear for their future in Libya, anti-conversion legislation's pending in Nepal, and flooding leaves hundreds of villages submerged in India. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. With dictator Muammar Gaddafi nowhere in sight, Libya is making plans to rebuild. Rebel leader Mustafa Jalil recently promised that Libya will be ruled on the basis of moderate Islam from now on. But he's also pledged loyalty to Sharia. E3 Partners Tom Doyle says,
Sharia law is definitely not moderate Islam, if it's enforced like it is in many Muslim countries.
Christians are concerned.
They have a strong concern about the future, that the government will take a turn for the worse.
Doyle explains,
it was very difficult, obviously, under Gaddafi, but nobody is quite clear what the future is. We're just praying that the radical Muslims don't seize control. Then we know it would be open season on the Christians.
Christians are responding in an unusual manner to the uncertainty, though. They're boldly proclaiming their faith.
Regardless of the government, it really doesn't stop them.
Next, Kazakhstan's new religion law is before parliament and now has the backing of the president. Forum 18 reports the revision went before the legislative body on September 5th and would impose a complicated registration system. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith details some of the recent changes.
It would ban unregistered religious activity. It would impose compulsory religious censorship of some kind, and it would also apparently require both central and local government approval to either build or even open a new place of worship.
The concern, Griffith notes, is that
there seems to be a change in attitude of the president himself, so we're going to be watching this very closely to see what the domino effects of this are.
There's an obvious hindrance to evangelistic work, so Griffith is urging prayer.
You could see an impact on missionary pastors, that they would have it very hard to try to register a new congregation or to build a new house of prayer.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Nepal's outgoing prime minister's parting shot came in opposition to the country's anti-conversion bill in support of the country's minorities, including Christians. Open Doors' Carl Muller says the loss of an advocate isn't the best news, however.
It means that there's at least some legitimate debate in the country on this question, and if articulate spokespeople outside of the Christian community alone can address this issue, I think it could be helpful to the cause of the church.
Mueller says if the anti-conversion bill passes as written, it'll severely regulate evangelism. It's part of the drafting of a new constitution, which is due to wrap up in November. Ironically, Christians have found unexpected advocates.
We're actually fighting with those that would promote a greater, more open secularism. Where Christians are a minority religion, it actually serves to the strengthening of the church to have a more secular approach to issues of religious liberty.
Meanwhile, monsoon rains continue to rip through India. Many parts of Orissa state are flooded. At one point, over 650 villages were submerged. The rains have done damage for many, including the Ministry of India's Children. The group is an orphanage and school in Orissa. Although the rain doesn't seem to have flooded the schools, it is damaging the boundary wall around the property. The school needs $13,000 to help protect kids as they learn about Christ. Help at our website. And Sunday is National Back to Church Sunday in the United States. It's a cross-denominational effort organizers hope will reverse declining church attendance. The effort's in response to a Lifeway Research and North American Mission Board study in 2008, which said 67% of Americans would go to church if invited by a family member. 63% would go if invited by a friend or neighbor. I'd like to encourage you to invite a relative or friend to church this weekend. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're always looking for great missions resources, right? Well, we've got one for you. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love. It's a pictorial book with selected scripture verses in both English and Russian, helping you see SGA's work in the former Soviet Union more clearly. Get your free copy of Faith, Hope, and Love. Just call 1-800-995-4828 or click on that link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.